For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've heard it so many times from the chairman of this committee, the chairman of my committee, and others. We've got to do this because of the 2020 election. Well, put a candidate up that's worth voting for. How about that?
My goal is to get elected and then to be the last American president elected by the Electoral College.
So greed for some of these people has literally become a religion. I need more, more, more. Like a drug addict.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Even as Michael Bloomberg said, Donald Trump would eat alive any of the current Democrats running, and that he's getting stronger by the day.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I propose subpoenas for these witnesses and documents, all directly relevant, from officials who have yet to testify under oath during any stage of the House process.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury, to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The fact that my colleague is already desperate to sign up the Senate for new fact-finding, it suggests that even Democrats who do not like this president are beginning to realize how dramatically insufficient the House's rush process has been.
The clock and the calendar are terrible masters, and they lead to awful results. And yes, there will be a day of reckoning.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What I uncovered there are two major schemes, one for $7.5 billion, the other for $5 billion, in money laundering that went on all through the Obama administration. Part of it involved Joe Biden. It's a complete defense for the president.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It's an amazing thing, you know. They're trotting out the TCI, the Transportation and Climate Initiative. If only they could have a few billion dollars more, they can cure global warming. I didn't think global warming was a big problem right now. It's still the fall and it's snowing, but be that as it may, so. Here in Massachusetts today, they couldn't get a train heat on a train, a commuter rail line train in from Newburyport. They had at least two breakdowns on the green line. As we all know, the red line and the orange line are plagued by problems. They can't run a railroad, but they're going to solve global warming by doubling of the gas tax. It's an amazing thing. Amazing. To speak about this and other matters is former Maine Governor Paul LePage. Governor LePage.
How are you, Howie?
Very good. Isn't it amazing that will the trains run on time once we have a second gas tax all up and down the eastern seaboard, do you think?
I'll tell you, I just cannot believe what I'm hearing. In the state of Maine, since January 3rd, of 2019, six nursing homes have closed. So the only way, I'm starting to figure out what they're after. It's a war on the elderly. The sooner the conservative and the elderly die, the more the progressives and socialists will gain control.
Well,
that's what I think they're after. I swear to God, I cannot believe that they're willing to turn off, you know, closed nursing homes, increase the gas tax by 20% or 20 cents in Maine. That's a good 10%. And then, you know, what they don't realize, Howie, in the state of Maine, 80% of all the food that is consumed comes in by truck. So if you increase the fuel tax, it's going to hit the dinner table the fastest of any other tax there is that you could put on the market.
I'm glad you bring this up, Governor LePage. I have the press release about they had a big press conference, press conference today for everybody. All the people from all the 12 states were on it. Listen to this, Governor LePage. I'm sure you would have been dialing into this if you were still the governor. State leaders of the bipartisan Multi-Jurisdiction Transportation and Climate Initiative, TCI, will provide an update on the development of a, stand by, Governor, regional low-carbon transportation policy proposal to cap global warming pollution from transportation fuels and invested initiatives to achieve reduced emissions, cleaner transportation, healthier communities, and last but not least, more resilient infrastructure.
You know, and you're against it. The sad thing about that is they're saying that we're going to use cleaner energy. Obviously, we want electric cars. This is where they're heading. They're going to get electric cars. Do you realize the carbon footprint that would be needed to take all the cars on the East Coast off the road and make them electric cars? Do you know how many windmills and solar fields that you would have to have? You talk about carbon footprint, and they refuse, absolutely refuse, to acknowledge that hydro is a green energy.
And here's another thing, Governor LePage. They're in Massachusetts and southern New Hampshire. They're blocking coal trains. So how do they think they're going to be able to recharge their Teslas and their Priuses? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
These are coal-fired cars, is what they are.
Yeah, and then you got the governor of Massachusetts, who's looking for hydro to come down, is blocking natural gas that would eliminate. Would cut the carbon footprint on oil in half, and we can't get them to open up the ability to so we can expand the pipeline. It's just incredible. You know, Howie, when I took over as governor, there's 82% of the homes in Maine were heated through oil. We've got it down to 60, and we couldn't do it with natural gas, so we did it with heat pumps. But now we're at the point where we need energy.
Yeah.
And they don't want to let hydro come down from Canada. The governor of Massachusetts won't let a pipeline go into Maine, so they're saying, let's do it with the forest. I agree with the forest, but do you think the Portland, Maine is going to start putting in wood stoves in every home and every business? Come on. That doesn't make sense.
And natural gas is the cleanest energy around, except for nuclear, which of course they hate. But you know, all the Democrats are saying they, as soon as they get elected president, if they get elected president, they're going to stop fracking. And where do you think the natural gas comes from? This is just crazy stuff. And now this TCI, I'm so glad that your group is trying to get behind this to oppose it. I mean, this has got to be stopped. You know,
it's just incredible. They're hitting everybody on all avenues. And every time I see who's it impacting the most, it's the hardworking Mainers.
Yeah.
It's the elderly. And you know something else, Howie? They scream about windmills and solar panels on roofs. The only people that can afford solar panels on their roof are people that can have two heating systems. And you know, the people in all the mobile home parks in Maine are paying for it because they have to pay a supplemental charge so that we can put solar panels on their $400,000 homes in the Portland, Cape Elizabeth, Yarmouth area. It's just sad and sickening.
Governor LePage, you just hate polar bears. Don't you just love them when you see them on those Coke cans this time of year, you know? And here you are. You want their ice floes to melt and then fall into the sea and those little cubs swimming desperately to try to get to It's important for us to pay more for gasoline so they can hire new intergovernmental relations coordinators for $150,000 a year. You know, I mean, that's going to fight global warming.
This governor, I'll tell you, I didn't realize because she, in her lifestyle, in her, you know, her political career has not been socialism and hasn't been really left of center. That left of center, she's been fairly moderate. So it tells me that she wanted to be the first woman governor, And that's it, one termer. She's out. But I'll tell you, Maine people aren't going to take her for two terms.
But Governor LePage, I mean, you could say that about just about every Democrat in the country, can't you? I mean, that they, you know, they've just gone so far off to the left in the last few years. I mean, Obama would now be to the right of Tulsi Gabbard if he were the Obama of 2008. You know, he would be. I said John F. Kennedy couldn't get elected. I don't know if Obama could get elected today.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you. And I'll tell you, Howie, it's so sad that they've gone so far that I think come November, there's going to be one rude awakening in America. I think I just can't believe that they're going to survive this.
You know, I
hear it everywhere.
Yeah, you know
this
what I read?
Summer, Democrats were coming in and said, I didn't vote for you the first time, I didn't vote for you the second time, but if you run a third time, I'm all in. And these are all people that have voted for this governor.
You know, I read today, I'd forgotten about this, you know, Ronald Reagan was elected in a landslide in 1980. Do you know what happened in 1979? A woman named Margaret Thatcher was elected in a landslide in Britain.
Exactly.
So now it's 40 years later, and guess what just happened in the U.K.? The conservative candidate was elected in a landslide that no one was expecting.
No one was expecting.
And exactly. I think history could be repeating itself here after 40 years.
That.
Yeah.
I absolutely feel that that's coming. I think if you remember, we took the Republicans took a beating back in the mid-90s. And then the House came in, and we had to deal with that for many years. And then we started to fix our problems, and now we have the best economy we've ever had. The unemployment rates are 2.7% in the Northeast, and the governor up there is saying we have a lackluster economy, so she's going to pump a whole lot of money in economic development, and there's nobody to work. The only people available to work in Maine right now are asylum seekers in Portland, and they won't pay income tax. I mean, what do you do?
I know. You know, the stock market again today for yet another session reached all-time highs. Standard & Poor's, Dow Jones, NASDAQ.
Exactly.
So you know, let's impeach the president. The stock market's not high enough.
You know, there's one good thing about this impeachment, and I will tell all your listeners. For those of you that are my age, and we're around when Joe McCarthy was around, now payback's a bitch, isn't it? Because now we've got Adam Schiff.
All right, Governor LePage, Merry Christmas to you and to everybody in your family and to everybody in your organization. And let's keep fighting TCI. Got to do that to save the economy of the Northeast.
I heard a real good little saying just recently that subsidizing solar panels in Maine is like subsidizing snowblowers in Florida. Remember that one.
All right, Governor LePage, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Senate hear from witnesses in the impeachment trial?
No, they shouldn't.
You're very surprised at this. It's held pretty steady. 66% say no.
I know people want to get out the other side of the story, but it doesn't really matter what the other side of the story is. I mean, think about the way the Inspector General's report was played. Think about the testimony of Gordon Sondland. There was no quid pro quo. You open up your newspaper, you go on TV, on the internet, and it says there was quid pro quo. I mean, do you think it doesn't really matter with the fake news media, does it? That's what I don't understand, that people think that it's still on the level. 844-500-4242. We would like to thank the Kowloon in Saugus, Massachusetts, for bringing in a great spread. How was the Kowloon today?
Great.
Really good. It's Boston's premier Asian dining experience. If you have a hankering for fine Chinese food, get thee to the Kowloon. I'm speaking like Oliver Cromwell now after reading that. Get thee to the Kowloon. It's on Route 1 North in Saugus, Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. And they washed it down. The VIPs washed it down with some delicious super beets, right? Good super. You like the super beets? You get a burst of energy from the super beets. There you go. 844-500-4242. And again, the VIPs, it's sold out for December, but you can still get the tickets half price for the months of January, February, and March. I'm back here 1 week out of the year because I love to come back to the. It's not just the cold; it's the darkness too and the slush. I like to get the full treatment. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says the governor is a national treasure. Bruce from the Mets also says he's buying the. He's buying the cheap bastard deal today, and he's going to try out cryogenics. Again, I recommend it. It's a $50 gift certificate for $25, so you get two treatments in the chambers. It's good. It's good stuff. I think you'll like it. 844-500-4242. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, I believe we're in the position we are today because at the state and federal level, our elected officials have not been punished, either at the ballot box or in the court of public opinion. I mean, for goodness sake, Ronald Reagan fired 11,300 federal employees because they weren't doing their job.
PATCO, air traffic controllers, for people who don't remember it. You're right. I mean, look at the, you know, was it Clinton or Obama replaced every U.S. attorney? They traditionally replaced not just every U.S. attorney. There's like close to 100. They replaced most of the ambassadors, you know, or at least the ones who are in the countries that people want to go to and, you know, have a nice nice time in, you know. And it's never been an issue before. But now Trump replaces the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, and it's a big scandal. He replaces the corrupt, if you believe Rudy Giuliani, and I tend to, the corrupt ambassador to the to Ukraine, who by the way is from Canada, and you know, it's a terrible thing, you know. She's got hurt feelings, so she has to come down and say, the president hurt my feelings. He should be impeached. Oh, okay. Obama hurt my feelings too. Obama took away the millions of people's health insurance policies. Why wasn't he impeached for that? He hurt their feelings, not to mention their pocketbooks. The thing is, though, Ed, we live in a democracy, and in a democracy, the voters, the electorate, get the government they deserve. If we can't replace somebody, you know, it's our fault, ultimately. You know, it's up to us to do the right thing and get rid of these people. It's not up to term limits either. You know, that's the thing about term limits. You know, term limits tend to take out good people. They don't tend to take out, say, Mike Bloomberg. They don't take out Marty Meehan. They don't take out Willie Brown. They just make Willie Brown get a more powerful position. You know? They get rid of guys like Gordon Humphrey, a good senator. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm telling you, the Dems are crazy. You just don't know how crazy they are. Here's one. Texas Democrat doubles down on wishing Barack Obama had cancer. This is a guy who's running against Raul Castro down in San Antonio. I mean, I guess Raul is not, he's the brother of the guy who's running for president. I guess Raul Castro is not radical enough. So he said he hopes for, his name is Justin Lacia. He hopes former President Barack Obama gets cancer. I still think he deserves it or worse, he said, because he was deporting illegal aliens. Okay. So we talked about the fact that the fake Indian is demanding that Michael Bloomberg release all the women that sued him for sexual harassment from their NDAs, their non-disclosure agreements, which, by the way, they call that hush money if it's Donald Trump. But if it's a Democrat, it's an NDA. But she wants Bloomberg to release the women from the NDA so they can speak out. But of course, her own employment applications cannot be touched. Remember that. So now we have the case of Bernie Sanders. He endorsed this guy named Cenk Uygur. You ever hear of him? He's on the Young Turks. They were on MSNBC, and he's just a guy who's made all these nasty tweets about women, how women are genetically flawed because you don't want to have sex often enough, and he said my excuse is I wrote those posts when I was a conservative. They are poorly designed creatures who do not want to have sex nearly as often as needed for the human race to get along peaceably and fruitfully. Here's another text from this Democrat liberal. I just had one of the best nights of my life at Mardi Gras. I kissed over 23 different women, saw and felt countless breasts, and was in a wonderful drunken stupor thanks to my friend John Daniels. And then he was with a buddy. He was on one of his buddies. They went on a trip, and he called. In one small Pennsylvania town, we stopped for gas, and while sink filled up, I went to talk to these three girls who were walking down the road nearby. Turns out they were three teenage girls, whores in training. They were around 14 to 16, and in a few more years, will be pretty damn good looking. This is the guy. He's running to succeed the woman Katie Hill, who was caught taking naked pictures of herself with her female and male staffers. Remember that? So this guy is running to take her place. Papadopoulos is running on the Republican side. So Bernie Sanders said, well, I endorse this guy, Cenk Uygur, but I didn't know he said all these terrible things about women. Now remember, this is the guy who wrote the 1970s, that women like to be raped by three guys simultaneously. But he's shocked. He's shocked. I mean, if there weren't for double standards, these people would have no standards whatsoever. One last thing before we get back to the calls here. 844-500-4242. This is, they're basically doing away with bail in New York City, you know, because there are not enough criminals out on the street. But here, we're in the last days of any kind of criminal justice in New York. This is from the New York Post today. An incorrigible subway perv racked up his 36th arrest last week for allegedly groping a female strap hanger. Was Cenk Uygur in New York last week?
I didn't know Gropey Baker took trains.
Just over a month after completing an 11-year prison stint for similar crimes. Freddie Johnson, 61, allegedly groped his groin against a 27-year-old woman's rear aboard a 5 train rumbling northbound near Lower Manhattan's Fulton Street. The skeeved strap hanger tried to move elsewhere in the car, but Johnson allegedly followed her, again pressed himself against her, and grabbed her rear end. It was his 55th lifetime arrest, 36th for a sexual attack. Giggity, 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 goo. How about 35 strikes and you're out? For molesting women on a subway. But they let the guy go. And he's just announced he's running for Congress against Cenk Uygur in the San Fernando Valley in L.A. 844-500-4242. They explained in the story about Cenk Uygur, John Daniels is a slang term for Jack Daniels. A Tennessee whiskey. Thanks for the bulletin. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Howie. How many liberal lawyers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many, Pete?
The count is endless, Howie. Peter Welch from Wethersfield, Vermont, who I know personally, Howie,
yeah.
Guess what? He is going to be the new stand-in for Pat Leahy out of Chittenden County in northern Vermont.
Oh, is he going to succeed Pat Leahy? Pat Leahy is looking much the worse for wear these days, Pete, isn't he?
Well, we call him old gravel guts because he can't talk. He can't speak intelligibly. And so look at it, and I had called left on your Trump line, Howie, about Andrew Vindman.
Yes.
Guess what? I'm a vet from Vietnam, and guess what? Andrew Vindman has nothing to show. His clothes, he's been undressed, Howie. This guy
yes.
should go to Leavenworth, dishonorably discharged.
I just, I just don't understand it. I mean, how does it get to be that, Trump is the president and he's got this guy, Vindman, and he's in the military and he's like basically undercutting him. And then the brother, who's a twin brother, I believe, is working in, I think, National Security Council. I mean, how is that? I mean, these two guys are basically fifth columnists against Trump, and they're still in the White House. I mean, I know Trump's made some poor appointments with Jeff Sessions as AG and Christopher Wray as director of the FBI, but how come he can't clear these people out of there, these staffers, like the whistleblower that Louis Gohmert was talking about? The guy has his picture taken with Obama, and he's texting out after the election, vive la resistance, and how Trump's going to be a disaster. Why doesn't someone should have been checking their social media and just clearing all of these bums right out of the White House? I don't, I'd rather have empty desks than have people who hate me working for me. You know, it's just it's so discouraging. This letter, by the way, is just fantastic. I'm going to read some more of the letter as we go along here this last hour. If you haven't read the letter yet, you got to just sit down. And if you don't like to read, a letter of that length on the internet, just print it out and just read it, keep it in your hands. It's just such a great letter. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call as always. Hey, I was definitely going to go with the Democrats, but I did a little digging. The three people at the top, you got a guy that said women like to be raped, and then you got a fake Indian,
right?
And then you got a guy that says he likes little boys bouncing on his lap. I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's he said so many things about little kids bouncing on his lap, and firing shotguns into the air and coming out of a coal mine in Wales. I mean, he's just Biden's out of his mind. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. And if you went down the list, I mean, you have Klobuchar who throws salads at her staffers. And she's trying to be, Mrs. Miniver, nice Midwestern mom. But she's horrible. She's just a rotten person. 844-500-4242. I'm going to read you a little bit of this letter that went out about 3 hours ago or 4 hours ago from the President of the United States to Nancy Pelosi. Dear Madam Speaker, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. You are declaring open war on American democracy. You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme. Yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy that which the founders pledged their very lives to build. I would have thrown in and sacred honor, but that's just me. Even worse than offending the founding fathers, you are offending Americans of faith by continually saying, I pray for the president, when you know that statement is not true unless it is meant in a negative sense. That's one of my favorite lines. There are a lot of good lines in here, but that's right up there in the top three or four. You know full well that Vice President Biden used his office and $1 billion in U.S. aid money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company, paying his crackhead son millions of dollars. Again, I threw in crackhead, but it seemed appropriate for the occasion. You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. Biden openly stated, I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bee, he got fired. Now you are trying to impeach me by falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has admitted he actually did? That's a good line, too. The second claim, so-called obstruction of justice, is preposterous and dangerous. Under that standard, every American president could have been impeached many times over. Again, as I said to Hogan Gridley, so if you're the president and you veto a piece of legislation that you disagree with, are you obstructing Congress? I believe by definition you are, right? Everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. You have developed a full-fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome, and you will never get over it. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week at a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years. Long before you ever heard about a phone call with Ukraine. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story entitled the Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun. Less than 3 months after my inauguration, Representative Maxine Waters stated, I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. After 3 years of unfair and unwarranted investigations, $45 million spent, 18 angry Democrat prosecutors, the entire force of the FBI, headed by leadership now proven to be totally incompetent and corrupt, you have found nothing. You completely failed with the Mueller report because there was nothing to find, so you decided to take the next hoax that came along, the phone call with Ukraine, even though it was a perfect call. And by the way, when I speak to foreign countries, there are many people with permission listening to the call on both sides of the conversation. Before the impeachment hoax, it was the Russian witch hunt. Against all evidence and regardless of the truth, you and your deputies claimed that my campaign colluded with the Russians. A grave, malicious, and slanderous lie, a falsehood like no other. You forced our nation through turmoil and turmoil over torment over a wholly fabricated story illegally purchased from a foreign spy by Hillary Clinton and the DNC in order to assault our democracy. Yet, when the monstrous lie was debunked and this Democrat conspiracy dissolved into dust, you did not apologize, you did not recant, you did not ask to be forgiven, you showed no remorse, no capacity for self-reflection. This is just really, really good stuff. Really good stuff. You've been hearing me talk about Superbeats for a while now, and I'm sure some of you are still thinking, why Superbeats? You can take it from me. The benefits of Superbeats are incredible. It gives me a boost of energy in the morning when I get up and then when I drink some on the show. Did you notice how much more energy I got, guys, when I had the Superbeats? I didn't even put it under my tongue like I usually do. I mixed it up in water. So you guys all had some, and everybody loves Super Beats. It's really good. Ask Bruce from the Mets and Roz. A lot of our listeners have started getting Super Beats, and they swear by it. It's great stuff. It gives you a boost of energy. If that doesn't convince you, we can talk about the science behind Super Beats. Beets have nitrates. Nitrates support better blood flow. Better blood flow equals better energy and efficiency throughout the body and even supports healthy blood pressure. But Super Beets does so much more than eating regular beets and is unparalleled compared to other beet powders. Just one scoop of Super Beets has the nitric oxide equivalent of 3 whole beets. And the science team behind Super Beets has conducted 11 clinical trials and was even given the Science Award by the Nutrition Business Journal. This level of research is unheard of in the nutrition category. These are some of the reasons why I and Grace and Taylor all love Super Beets and why it's worked for us. To try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days, visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie and get a free 30-day supply, free shipping and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase. www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
And Mr. President, do you take any responsibility for the fact that you're about to be impeached?
No, I don't take any. Zero, to put it mildly. They took a perfect phone call that I had with the president of Ukraine. An absolutely perfect call. You know it. They all know it. Nothing was said wrong in that call. To impeach the president of the United States for that is a disgrace, and it's a mark in our country. And I'll tell you what, other presidents in the future, unless they do something about this, other presidents are going to have to live with this. And every time they do something that's a little bit unpopular, a little bit strong, even if they're 100% right, because I've done a great job.
You know, he should have said, yeah, I take responsibility for winning the 2016 election. That's what this is all about. I mean, that's their grievance. This is Festivus, as I said at the beginning of the show, and now it's the end of the show. This is an airing of grievances. And the grievance, there's one grievance. That's it. He won the election. And they're angry about that. So they're going to get him at any cost. And this is, again, this is what the founding fathers were afraid of. That's why they put in that you have to impeach somebody for high crimes and misdemeanors. And, you know, finding no high crimes nor misdemeanors, they just decided to impeach him for winning the election. 844-500-4242.
Howie, how can they show their support for the president in such times as these?
You could get a T-shirt and wear it that says, proud to be a deplorable. Look at this T-shirt. It's beautiful, if I do say so myself. Proud to be a deplorable. It's gonna you order it right now at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store, and it will go out tomorrow morning, along with a copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton, his favorite book about the campaign. $35 value, the book and the T-shirt for $19.99, and we have other great specials at HowieCarrShow.com. We have the Kennedy Babylon books. We have organized crime books, $58 worth of organized crime books about Boston written by me for $19.99, all for $19.99. And you can also get the, there are a few gift certificates to the cryogenics center in Peabody, up on Route 1, and it's a $50 gift certificate for $25. And people in Peabody are ordering these things. They're ordering two or four or even six of them because it's a really good deal. And I think if you try it, it's a good experiment. It's a cheap way to see if you like cryogenics or not. $25, you get two sessions. I think you'll like it. I know I like it. If you truly cared about freedom and liberty for our nation, then you would be devoting your vast investigative resources to exposing the full truth concerning the FBI's horrifying abuses of power before, during, and after the 2016 elections, including the use of spies against my campaign, the submission of false evidence to a FISA court, and the concealment of exculpatory evidence. Read this letter. It's great. I'm Howie Carr.